Clooney's.
yeah. By the way, I was at Clooney's the other day.
I know.
And I looked at the list, and your name was on it. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
That was funny, too, because that was from the morning before.
The morning before. And so
nobody played pool after that.
No one had played pool after you were there the morning before me. Yeah.
Cleared the day.
By the way, the morning that I went there, oh, my God, that was a banner. A banner Clooney's morning.
Really?
Yeah. So, first of all, I hit up another bartender and told her I was on my way. Kendall, who'd been on the show, DJ Kendall.
Okay.
She'd been on the show. I texted her at like 5:30. I said, I'm on my way to Clooney's. Not expecting her to answer me at all. She instantly responds and she goes,
waiting.
Are you fucking serious? I'm on my way. And I was like what?
Like, yeah. Just sitting there waiting for
you
to do
just
that.
Sitting there at 5:30 like, oh shit, Willie's going to Clooney's? Let's go. So, then I walk back to my house. I put my finest clothes on and I walk down. I walk down because obviously I'm not driving to Clooney's at 6 in the morning for a Clooney's morning. I walk down. She shows up with two friends who are also awesome and having a great time. We start shooting pool. Tie-dye Mike is there. We're having a great time. We're all chilling. DJ Stairs. She shows up out of nowhere. We start having a great time. She brought somebody. So now we have like a little crew of like 5 or 6 of us. Then another guy that I'd been hanging out with the night before shows up. Then he gets kicked out because he's being a fucking asshole. He got kicked out. And it was like a whole thing, like at 8 in the morning, a dude getting kicked out of a bar in the broad daylight while people are like jogging.
Oh, and there's school across the
street. Yeah, there's a school. Little kids.
And the Google bus is still coming.
Oh, it was a mess. It was a nightmare, dude. It was such a nightmare. But such a San Francisco moment in my life. So, yeah. And then I look up and I see Shawa's name is on the list. So, yeah. So I had to text you and tell you, like, now, Shawa, come back. We're all having such a great time. But this is the thing about, I mean, our lives are different. Our lives are different than most people's. I try to tell my cousins, my aunts, my uncles.
Like 9 to 5.
They're like, what's going on with you? And I'm like, I think we got, is that a knock on the door?
No, I think that's my phone, but.
It might be a knock on the door. I think it was a knock on the door.
Check. I will play butler.
We might have some guests joining us. Could it be?
Let's see.
Yeah, she's looking. It's boarded up. You just have to open it. Sorry, you just have to open it. You just have to see what happens. No?
No.
Oh. Well, shit. Okay. Well, let's fucking play another song, shall we?
It must be the sound effect.
Let's play another song, but also, before we play another song, I do want to talk about what happened last week, and I want to get your sense of how you feel now, because there was like a, you know, like it got uncomfortable for a second, but then you came to me, and you were like, I kind of want to hear that again. Why is it not podcasted yet? I went on the thing and I couldn't. Sometimes the uploader is a little sketchy with me, and I can't find like our exact moment. You know what I mean?
We're not self-censoring, are we?
No. I mean, I'm down to throw it up.
It was.
Yeah. But look, I mean,
we might need a couple of these in there.
Mm-hmm. There was some stuff. There was some stuff to it, but. My general sense of it was that
I have horror violence, so
I tried my hardest to keep it together. But what I wanted to know is when you left, I mean, I hugged you when you left, and I said, "I'm so sorry about what happened. Are we good? Or is, you know, whatever." But now a week later, I just kind of want to hear how you feel today
about the show.
Yeah, and just, you know.
I mean, not any which way, because that's my everyday.
Sure.
It's not like.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what I was talking about and what we were talking about and what, like thinking from a, like, a long history point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Versus an American history point of view.
Yes.
Is an everyday.
Yeah.
Experience, you know.
I thought it was nice to have that conversation, but I also thought that, like, we were all too drunk really to get there, to get where we wanted to get.
Nobody likes to have that conversation.
Sure.
Because
it was uncomfortable. Yeah.
Because people like to think in terms of right and wrong, or like, wait, it's not my fault. You know, people are very,
yeah,
people are very defensive, but it's like, you know, defensiveness comes from somewhere.
Yeah.
Which
I do want to say, by the way, your point did fully come across. Like, I felt like by the end of the whole last thing, it was like everybody in there was like, yeah. This is what we wanted to hear. We wanted to hear how you felt. We heard a lot about what other people felt for a long time. Your perspective was a very important one. So I hope that came across to anybody out there listening with their pants off, obviously. Dicks out, badges out. But, you know, it's like, this is the kind of thing, like, America's a little bogged down right now.
Yeah.
Right? But the good news is, we're still here.
Yeah.
We're still doing it. Do you need another drink? Because we can make that happen.
Is that a real question?
I mean, you know, it's a bartender question.
Like, do I have to answer that?
Yeah. I know the answer. I'm a bartender to you right now, Shawa. I'm your bartender. By the way, can I just say real quick, I love when it's you and Lucas, and I love when, you know, because I know that you guys are handling the bar, and I can kind of roam and do my thing. And when I jump back there, I'll do it, whatever. But I don't have to. I don't need to be like, oh, God, they need me. They always need me. A group of eight people comes in. You take all the orders, and then I go like, okay, let me pour the beers and let them make the drinks. Like, I don't know. It just feels good to me. It, like, takes a load off my back.
Like, there's a subtle difference between, like, working with some, you know, that's like rapport, right?
Or yeah.
I guess when you groove with people, like,
sure,
like, when it's not, I mean, it might be a small, barely noticeable difference between a team that, you know, is waiting for someone else to do their ticket.
Sure, yeah.
And a team that's jumping to do each other's tickets.
Yes. And the thing, you know, is, yeah, I mean, there's subtle rules to this. There's subtle things that, like, make things move smoother. One of them, and I know I've heard you say, like, you pull it, you make it, obviously. Now,
That's kind of a joke, too.
Because
people say that. And I agree with it?
Yes. Do I also think that, like, there's levels to that? Like,
well, I think, like, communicate. Like,
As the manager, sometimes I pull it just to be like, hey, guys, I need someone to make, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
But I oftentimes will just be like, yeah, I pulled this, so here I go. And now they definitely are here. So, okay. Now they're banging. All right. You know what? Here's what we're going to do, Shawa. Before they walk in the door, we're gonna move to a song. And when they come in, when we get back, they will be here. So here we go. This is Dive Bar Radio. No, they should be. But this is Dive Bar Radio.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Dive Bar Radio on RadioValencia.fm. We'll be right back. DJ Straight Willie Dills and DJ Shawa.
Oh, my God. They're knocking down.
Nice close, pal.
Hello, my friend!
Radio Valencia.fm.
My neighbors now. When things get bad, it's always my fault. But when you need a friend, who you gonna call? Leave if you need, but I really wanna see you. I'll give you what you want when you feel lost. Baby girl, just give me a call. I really wanna taste, so tell me if it's on. Come over to my place and stay up all night long. I'ma bounce you up.
Night with
Radio right here on RadioValencia.fm. I am DJ Street Willie Dills, of course, joined by my ride or die, DJ Shawa.
Yeah.
We also now have some special guests in the house. We got DJ Surge in the place, DJ Tanner. Welcome back.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, what's up, buddy? We also have DJ Stairs.
Can you turn my headphones down, please?
Turn your headphones down.
Oh, turn them up.
Oh, man. Down. Oh, I've never had the request for down before.
Yes, you have.
Okay. Is this going down? Is this going down?
I literally can't hear.
Is this going down? I mean, I don't know exactly what. It's these ones, right?
Yeah. I'm happy to do it myself. Anyway, we're wasting time.
Okay. Are you going down? Are you down?
Okay.
We got all the
down
time
all
in the
way.
World.
Down all the way.
Meet me at like 35%.
I mean, I'll get you right where you want to be. I'm gonna say, by the way, last week was the DJ Stairs birthday. Super fantastical.
Pew pew.
Birthday month.
Invitational.
It's over.
My birthday is in 3 days.
So it's your birthday month now.
So it's my birthday now.
Oh shit!
What? Yeah, my birthday is in 3 days. Yep. So suck
all
that.
Do you feel wiser yet?
The Willy is getting older.
It's time to pretend like you like me for a night. That's gonna happen.
Free Willy.
I have very, very simple plans for my birthday. My mom and my stepdad are gonna eat dinner together. Nice. In my house. Yeah.
That sounds
it's gonna
amazing.
Be so sick.
Who's
dude.
Cooking?
Nobody. We're ordering in, dude.
What is it?
Ooh.
I don't know. Probably
house of prime rib.
Wait, hold on.
Ooh.
What delivery?
What? Yeah. Isn't it your birthday? You get to pick, right? Like if you're
no. I'm not picking. Stepdad is on his way out, dude. I'm letting him pick, dude. It's every day is his day right now. He told me recently, and this is... are we going to get into this?
No.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, we're letting him have his day.
You can get into it.
Every day is
his day. Yeah, I want to get into it.
Well, every day is his day, because his days are numbered. My days, I got a few more days. I got a few more days in me. Hopefully.
Damn.
Yeah.
Don't we all hope?
Yeah, we all hope, right? That's what we're hoping for. Also, what I'm really looking forward to when it comes to this week is not that. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, my debut, Monday Night APA 8-Ball, dude.
Yeah. You guys are playing my team.
Looking forward to it.
You're playing my team. Are you going to play DJ?
I'm playing JM.
DJ
yeah.
Call Out?
Yeah. I'm playing JM.
Well, hang on.
100%.
Hang on a second.
Hold on. It's not my call, but
it's totally yours.
This is what we're hoping for.
I literally set this up right now.
We're hoping.
All the relevant people are in the room, to be honest.
me and JM have played one time before in APA. It was at Route 101, and it was literally break and run. Like, it was crazy back and forth.
All the captains love it when the players are like,
yeah,
I'm playing so-and-so.
Yeah.
I just need to, yeah.
Because that's what I'm doing.
Yes and no. In this case, yes. But I just need to know what time I need to be there. Can you please just tell me? Because I asked four days ago.
Matches started 7.
Yeah. So, but me and JM will be playing towards the end of the night. It'll be one of the last matches.
Well, no. I was told either 4 p.m. or midnight. So tell me what's going on.
So it'll be late because I'm opening.
Midnight.
And then I get off about like 8:30.
That's not late. I could play you guys in the middle and call it a day.
Sure.
Go right the fuck home.
True. Wait, are you the captain of that team?
Yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes.
Let's go.
So it actually better kiss her ass
until tomorrow.
If you want to fucking, you know, fuck over this whole plan, you are fully in your rights to do that.
I have no interest in doing that for a number of reasons.
You totally can.
I could play you myself. Ooh. And make you play 7 games against me.
Will I? Interesting.
So, Eight-Ball, you're a 2.
So you better be on the best
behavior. I'd have
to
beat you 6 times, right?
7.
Yeah.
7?
Because I'm a 2.
No, is that right, dude?
No.
6. I think it's a 6-2 race, right?
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's a 6-2 race.
Six,
I think it's a 6-2 race.
A 6-2 race if I play you.
I don't think there's ever a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's 6-2.
I think I could beat you 6 times.
Because I had to play a 7 for...
Now, I also think that you could beat me 2 times. So, you know.
It is. It's 2-7.
This is the beauty... Oh, really? 2-7.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
That's awful.
Okay, now she's...
I have the opposition.
Oh, you better be really nice to her.
We're 100% not doing that.
You better be really nice to her right now.
Okay. I'll do either one of these things.
You know I'm not afraid to do it. That's the
either one
part.
Of these things is a fun idea.
Captain,
to
my captain, you better.
Either one of these sounds amazing. Look, I'm just down. I'm just here to play. You know, I'm now just a teammate on a team.
We're having a good time tomorrow. that's the fucking idea.
Let's go. Yeah.
I just want people to have fun.
Yes.
The problem is you guys actually know that I would do it.
Yeah, I know.
I might have to come in.
Oh, wait. Yeah, just to watch this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
We should probably stream this.
This could be a profit thing.
We should probably stream this on YouTube.com.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about it. But subscriptions.
I mean, we don't want to give up
the longest game in APA history.
We don't want to give up all the in-person cash. We want you to come in and watch it.
Yes.
In person.
True. That's a good point. Come in, buy some drinks. Tip your bartender.
Sit on the balcony.
100%.
Look amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God. DJ Shawa, you brought in the games tonight again.
I did.
Right? Should we play one of these games? I think we should have tonight's show should just be a fun free-for-all of just good times.
We have to do it next segment, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
so not this one. We'll set it up.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do for the rest of this segment is we're just going to talk about the beauty of Maddie's birthday week, the hall, how all that shit went down. I feel like we had a good week. After the chaos of last week when we did the show, I feel like it's still kind of turned into like a dope week.
This
you know?
Week's been kind of weird, actually.
I don't remember the week. The week was just.
Yeah, I know, right? Okay, hold on. Yeah. During that week, me and DJ Shawa already talked about
this. It's a full moon.
We went to Clooney's, and Shawa's name was up.
You can just stop there.
Shawa's name was up. We had one of the wildest Clooney's mornings I've ever had in my life.
And you were like,
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You were like,
yeah.
Is she here?
No. It was funny. I watched the guy get kicked out, and he was like, fuck you. And then he went, Steve, I respect you. And then
that was my favorite part, actually.
Turned, and he was like, all right, fuck, I'm out of here.
Actually, my favorite part was that one individual with the broom.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot. There was so much. It was just one of those mornings, you know?
It's always, I mean...
I just want to say, after the chaos of last week, and I was a little bit angry last week, and I just want to say, I love everyone. I hope you all are having a good time, and you know, look, as bad as things may seem, they're always going to get fucking better.
And hell yeah. No, I just had to give DJ Shawa a shout out in the middle of that.
Damn,
that's fair.
He was afraid it was what I was going to say.
Well, we should have done if we.
Well, if I make these,
week,
I have to play them. We are, by the way, going to make a DJ Surge one. That is coming. Yeah,
it better be.
What do you?
Oh shit!
So first, it's DJ Carmudgeon. Now it's DJ Surge. It's Sorge.
Well, I thought it was DJ Tanner.
Well, DJ Surge. DJ Tanner.
Carmudgeon is Lucas.
It's Lucas,
But Willie says Carmudgeon.
Listen,
and
let me say it however I want to say it, okay?
It's written down in print. I just want to, I'm going to take that
to the
grave.
It might be a pun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
No.
Just remember, it might be.
Don't be a pronunciation.
Like he's like gonna
spell pun.
You're being
gonna,
a real carmudgeon right
he's
now.
He's gonna.
Yeah, I bet. What does that even mean?
He's.
You know what it means.
All right, you know what we're gonna do. Actually, if we're gonna wait for the games, what we're gonna do is we're gonna make a song together to ring in this week of positivity, love. Togetherness.
If you play Grateful Dead, I'm gonna run.
No. We're gonna make a song. This is one of the reasons why we started doing the whole dumbass fucking AI shit in the first place. Let's make a song.
Let's remind ourselves
about the love of each other.
Oh no, it's gonna be some hippie shit.
Mike Franklin says Ween is not a jam band.
Ween is not a jam band.
That's what he says.
Huh.
Is this real?
That's an interesting take.
That's a real conversation that was had earlier tonight.
Well,
I thought you were getting like real time, like.
I mean, Mike came over to me and said some.
Say it's not.
Nope, not today.
Fun stuff to me.
Nope.
I would say it's not.
Because honestly, it's about it's about me. I'm done.
But that doesn't mean
it wasn't
good.
Okay.
It wasn't.
But I'll respectfully say veto.
We veto that.
Yep.
Okay. DJ Stairs, do you want to give me like just a line that would
and trade you one
increase togetherness and happiness?
DJ, what? Am I Stairs?
Okay, should I put like sigh in there?
Now, this is like a fifth name that I have. I'm going to eat a coconut white chocolate Milano.
Those are so good, right?
I haven't had one yet.
Okay, well, here we go.
I'm about to judge it.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's see.
It's the crunch for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's delicious.
Yeah.
It kind of
tastes good, right?
Maybe we should do a cookie review. Like
cookie review?
I think this is correct.
Cookie review.
All right. Like, fuck this.
No more song is happening. But I will, as you guys talk, I will throw in anything that you say that's funny.
Okay.
And then at the end, a song will happen. Okay? So let's cookie review.
We did for the buzz balls.
Yeah. By the way, God damn it, I want a buzz ball right now. I really do.
I think it's too late.
It's too late to get a buzz ball. All right. By the way, I love the choice of snacks that we all have here. Let's talk about DJ Stairs.
Okay. So I got these because
The dance, chocolate dance, lover's so Twinkies.
Dan's in the liquor store being like, do y'all have Twinkies? He's like freaking the fuck out about Twinkies. Like, he's like,
I didn't freak out.
These are not Twinkies. And these are chocolate lover's Twinkies.
I didn't freak out. I agree, and that's why I got them for her. Okay. I didn't want chocolate lover's Twinkies. I wanted
you wanted Twinkie Twinkies.
Yeah.
You want the yellow with the white lovers. Inside.
Yeah, exactly.
Twinkies are disgusting.
Kinda.
Yeah.
I don't know. I bought these.
I mean, that's the point.
Now, I bought these out of spite almost, and I didn't buy them.
What the fuck?
Well, no, I bought all of this, so you better fucking eat them.
That's a ho-ho. Yeah,
that's kind of a problem. No, no, it's not a ho-ho.
I wanted Twinkies, and I ended up with donuts, and I think everyone out there can relate to that.
It's a ho-ho once you get it in your mouth.
Wait, what was that?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
That's what she said.
A chocolate lover's Twinkie is a ho-ho once you get it in your mouth.
Uh-huh, okay, got it.
I hope you fucking captured that and sampled it.
Is that a different...
Oh, that's going in the song.
Is that a different... I mean, is that a different kind of cream in there?
Have we gotten to the AI part of the...
Yeah, that's where we are.
We're already there?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure it's the same kind of cream.
What the fuck? Should have stayed home. Got it.
Oh, speaking of that, remember when the Hostess factory was right up the street?
No.
No,
I don't.
Like 16th and 16th.
Wait, what?
16th. Yeah.
How long ago?
The Hostess Twinkie. They used to make Twinkies right there.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know about this at all.
Like Sean's dream was to get into the Twinkie factory somehow.
Okay.
And like attach a camera to one of the Twinkies.
And just like do like a fucking like, Tom Cruise fucking Mission Impossible.
And like go through the whole Twinkie get process. Inside?
Oh yeah. My God.
I need to know though if this was 2024 or 2004.
No, this is like
they shut it down
though.
Like over 10 years ago. It's been defunct for a while.
Damn.
But yeah, they used to make them there.
Okay, so. Shawa, if you won the lottery today, what business would you start? Would it be a Twinkie factory on 20th and Bryant, or would it be something
kind of
way cooler?
Would I start. I have so many ideas for businesses. It's
just hit me with
pick the
one
first
of them.
One that comes to your mind.
Probably. The first thing that came to mind was an amusement park in San Francisco.
Oh, hold on.
Wait, we had that.
Intrigued.
First of all, it's called the 101. Well, second of all,
historically, we've had that in San Francisco.
We kind of have. Way back in the day, there was like on like Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
You know, Musée Mécanique, which is now like down Pier 39 or whatever.
Yeah, but that's.
Yeah. I know, but like they were like, oh, it's going to be so fun to have all this shit by Ocean Beach. And they were like, it sucks every day here, so nobody likes it.
I'm talking more like zip lines across the city and then like a dead drop off Salesforce Tower.
Yeah.
And then
from Salesforce Tower to Ocean Beach?
No, that'll be the dead drop.
One zip line?
It'll be the dead drop ride.
That's pretty sick, actually.
And then there'll be like, you know...
So this is a dispersed amusement park around San Francisco.
Yeah, it'll use our landmarks.
Yeah.
And cool
Love it.
Features.
All right.
And then you zip line from ride to ride.
I really hope you win the lottery so that this becomes a thing.
It's giving liability.
DJ Stairs?
Yeah, I know. The insurance would be ridiculous.
Do you have an idea? If you won the lottery and you were like, I need a business, what am I going
to
do?
It would definitely be a shell company to pay. No, I'm not gonna
You're like, I'm just going to hide all of my money in the Cayman Islands?
No, I would. Nope. Let's move on.
Okay. Dan Sorge?
I just want to pay my rent, you guys. That's it.
Oh, that's okay.
You just buy Treasure Island.
Well, that's an idea.
I'm legitimately doing what I love, and
yeah, you kind
of
came on it.
If I'm being honest, if I won a bunch of money, it might take some fucking pressure off, but I'd probably keep doing what I'm doing.
Sure.
But
just not have to worry every day.
Just not have to fucking worry.
Yeah, I like that.
And you could hire somebody.
I would love a bouquet. Oh. I would love a bouquet of pool cues.
I would actually probably end up... Actually, that's what I would do. I would probably end up continue doing what I'm doing and hire some of my friends.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, boy, so, keep me in mind.
So if I won the lottery, turning Alcatraz Island into a paintball facility that everyone can just wail at each other. Yeah,
this
yeah.
took a turn.
Alcatraz in paintball?
Alcatraz.
Like paintball?
Yeah, Alcatraz is now a paintball facility. You can duck in and out of cells and... you can pretend to be Nick Cage or James Bond if you want, and paintball each other on Alcatraz. And then the other thing I would do is I would put a whole bunch of money into Mark Butler cues, and I would be like, let's build like three more facilities where we can build high quality Butler cues.
Yeah, no, hang on. I just would like to just say, because we're, you know, a little bit public right now. Mm. We had our tournament yesterday, and the first Butler cue was lost from the hall.
Oh, yes.
So someone...
Anyone out there?
Someone removed a Butler cue from the hall, and we're hoping it was inadvertent.
I think it was.
I'm going to hope as well. And
assuming positive intent.
Yes.
Right.
But here's the thing. If you try to play with a Butler cue in the city, we're going to fucking find you.
Well, I mean, what the fuck?
It says
the hall on it.
What the fuck are you going to do with that cue?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Also, kind of a PSA. There is a very, very nice cue hanging around at Clooney's. And I know that is not one of those that is just, you know.
Is it Bonnie's old cue?
People leave cues all over the city. It just happens.
No, it just appeared, like, within the last couple of days.
I don't leave my cues anywhere, but people do.
Mm. Well, people leave cues everywhere.
Of course.
People forget their shit sometimes.
We have a collection right now of, like, three cues.
And
it's like, when are you coming back for these? I know you're coming back.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know you're coming back.
I would hope so.
Yeah. We had one really nice one, and I know you remember this show.
Oh, that one.
Because one of our other bartenders was like, that's my cue now. You're like, that's not how that works, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
And they did come back.
And they did come back. Of course they came back. Yeah.
Does anyone want this?
Of course they came back. I'll take that.
Well, yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll drink a fucking cider with you, Dan, any day of the week. All right, so we're going to skip over doing AI bullshit. We're going to come back after a song break, and we're going to play a game.
Okay.
Sound good?
Is it trivia? Is it shower?
Is it trivia, shower?
No, it's more like interrogatory, embarrassing questions.
Yeah, we're going to embarrass each other. Yeah, yeah.
It's not what we've been doing.
This is our favorite thing to do over
here. You're
going to
love my answer.
On Dive Bar Radio. By the way, this has been... I got to already say, Shawa, we never miss a call time.
Never.
But this has been...
Never.
This has been a very fun, casual, just romp through radio land together. No one talking over each other. There's not a bunch of people over here yelling. Not a bunch of people over here. I don't know what they're doing.
Don't point at me.
No. I was pointing at the area.
I mean, I don't know. Nobody's falling off a chair lately.
No.
It's really boring.
You're right. So you're right. Falling. Not enough chaos.
I'm metaphorically frolicking through this podcast.
Can we all
just
appreciate that this could be how Dive Bar Radio goes? It could be this.
Now I want to change it.
Just conversations.
So if I put my head down, it's okay.
Welcome to NPR. Welcome to NPR. All right.
Hello, my name is
This is, by the way, Dive Bar Radio.
What are you talking about?
I am, of course, DJ Straight Willie Dills. That is, of course, DJ Shawa. That is, of course, DJ Stairs. We've also got DJ Tanner, and we're going to come right back.
With This American Life.
These messages.
We're back.
It's not your fault.
This here music is over.
Dive Bar Radio.
How hard you can get it.
To the rhythm.
Your best friends.
Yep.
On Radio Valencia.
The bartenders from the
heart. .fm.
In the heart of the Mission of San Francisco.
It's the hard knock life for us.
Why don't you be a man like me and put it on the line?
I am.
Dive
Thank God the boy is not alone.
Go!
five children.
Here, Dive Bar Radio. I'm DJ Straight Willie Dills. That is DJ Shawa.
I can auto inflate.
Uh huh.
You know what the funny part?
That's DJ Stairs. Sorry, go. Yeah.
Only half of my headphones work now, and
oh, perfect. Actually, that's, you know what? You only need half of them. To be fair, that's DJ Tanner.
DJ Tanner.
There he is. All right. We got some fun additions to the show, I guess. we're also going to play a game. Play a game on the way out.
Play a game.
Yeah. So I need everybody to. Are you okay? You need to. Yeah.
I'm just excited.
Okay. We're gonna pick a card. Pick a card. Any card. Okay. Here you go. No, not that one. No. Okay. Fine. DJ Tanner, pick a card, any card. Perfect. That's the one I wanted. Okay.
What is the... Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're playing the game. Who is the biggest slut?
I don't know.
We're going to go through...
I've got a great one.
We're going to go through all these cards. DJ Shawa. By the way, if you want to call into the show out there in DJ land... In Radio Land. If you want to call in the show, you can. You just have to call my personal phone.
Are you going to give your number
out
on the air?
I am. I'm about to.
It's okay, that's a choice.
I know. It's a choice.
You're going to put your phone out there.
Yeah.
You're going to start getting calls for pool table.
There's at least five people with their pants off right now listening to the show. And maybe they'll call me. Maybe they won't.
I'm one of them.
415-235-6900. I have a funny story about my phone number,
sorry,
by the way.
6-9-0. Are you kidding me?
That is my phone number.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, can I tell you a story? If you go to a Giants game, if you go to a San Francisco Giants game, the whole ass game on the big screen, they say, for security, call this number. That number is 415-235-6400, which is one number away from my number. And it's on the screen the entire ass game. Dan's smiling. I love it. I love to see it.
Oh, I have a good read.
But people would call me, text me, and be like, dude, people are fucking fighting in section 147. And I'd be like, well, who are you? It turns out it's because on the big screen, they're posting basically my phone number, but one number away. And not only one number away, but like it's the number below it. Yeah. All right. So Dan's giving some instructions right now. These are important instructions. All right.
Thing.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it goes. Yeah. All right. You know what I got to do? Okay. We need This is what I want. This is, okay. I need to work with the AI to make this, but this is actually. This is actually something that I just. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. All right, you ready? Welcome to the bar, everybody. We are now at the bar. All right, now let's play this game. By the way, the bars are closed. The bars are closed. It is now 2:59 in the a.m. Sunday night, Monday morning. I don't know what you know. Depends on how you wanna classify this, but
breathe out and then
breathe out. Now breathe in. Slowly. Slowly. Yes. There you go. You're doing it. You're doing it. Got to get there, though. Yeah. So, DJ Shawa, are you ready? We're going to play.
Yeah.
We'll play the game. So, here's if anybody wants to call in, 415-235-6.